All right. We've got the recordings going, so I can minimize that. That put it at 40%, and now I'm going to broadcast on Justin. And it's a quiet stream. It's going. We're live on Justin now. Oh, that bumped it up to like 70%, though. And local recording. Here we go. Live broadcast has been shared. And okay, cool. All right, it begins in 3, 2, 1. This is Oh Snap for June 8th, 2012, with Alan Wade and Keith Davis.
Yeah.
And of course, when can we have it go right? Oh, okay, that's not that as bad. Guess what I saw?
My neighbor, welcome again to this neighborhood. I'd like to show you something. You know what this is? Or maybe if I press this button. This is a cassette player with a little cassette in here, and there's nothing written on it, so we'll just have to play it to see what it is. Do you ever imagine things? Are they scary things? Are they scary things? Do you ever imagine things? Things you'd like to have? Did you ever see a cat's eyes in the dark and wonder what they were? Did you ever pretend about things like that before? Did you ever grow anything in the garden of your mind? You can grow ideas in the garden of your mind. It's good to be curious about many things. You can think about things and make believe. All you have to do is think and they'll grow. Imagine every person that you see is somewhat different, from every other person in the world. Some can do some things, some can do others. Did you ever think of the many things you've learned to do? Many things you've learned. Did you ever grow anything in the garden of your mind? You can grow ideas in the garden of your mind. It's good to be curious about many things. You can think about things and make believe. All you have to do is think and they'll grow. Did you feel like going like that? Let's give the fish some food. Mr. McFeely, I didn't order any whistle. That's what they call a slide whistle. Did you feel like going like that? There are so many things to learn about in this world, and so many people who can help us learn. So many people who can help us. Did you ever grow anything in the garden of your mind? You can grow ideas in the garden of your mind. It's good to be curious about many things. You can think about things and make believe. All you have to do is think. You can think about things and make believe. All you have to do is think and they'll grow.
Yeah,
we got good old Mr. Rogers.
Mr. Rogers in the house. Gosh, my camera is like way off, like way over there somewhere.
You know, that brings me back to a time that seems like forever ago when I used to watch Mr. Rogers. I actually enjoyed that show too.
I did too. You know, there's, you know, and you know what's weird about that clip is it didn't make me kind of go, oh, they auto-tuned Mr. Rogers. It made me go, man, right. I miss him. That, you know,
yeah, I miss done right.
I miss being able to sit my kids in front of the TV and go, look at this guy, and make them, you know, made me feel like at least there's at least one guy out there that's not going to touch him in a funny way.
Right. That, yeah. And kind of like Sesame Street, they kind of had that in common where you knew there wasn't going to be anything at all weird on there.
Right,
you
know? Exactly. Oh, wow. So this is the show. This is number 18. We're almost to 20. We're almost adults.
The show that didn't want to occur.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, goodness gracious. We had computer problems and more computer problems. Luckily, my computer problem got fixed by video card.
Yeah, you got the fun toy upgrade. I still got the problem. I'm just trying to get mine back to normal. I guess you took yours a step better, though, huh?
I took it a huge step better. I'm going back now and playing old video games, which may lead to
see how they look better.
Yeah, exactly. I'm playing like, you know, I play Crysis 2, and I could only get it on to like medium. Now I'm playing it on like, you know, very high, and I'm just going, oh my god, I didn't realize the leaf actually flew across the you know.
It's I remember when I used to do that, and you get something new, and you're like, oh man, I want to see what this looks like on there,
right.
You know.
And then, you know, then I'll play a game that doesn't work on it. You know, I am. It's really helped. Plus, it's helping with this. The our processor level is at 75%.
And it's helping with the load off your PC.
Yeah, huh? It's helping with the load off the PC. And I'm just kind of like, yeah, baby. This show's going to rock now, maybe. Anyway. Oh, goodness gracious. So you know,
I had a pretty decent start of the week. It started pretty strong. I was feeling good about my week until yesterday, about, I don't know, I guess about noon yesterday. It just took a dump on me. So I'm like, you know, I'll get around to fixing it. I thought, you know, I better do it now. And you know how that goes. Once you tear into it, you got to finish. So.
Yeah, once you get started on a computer job, it's hard for us techs anyway to walk away.
Oh, yeah.
But now we get to the serious part of the show where we talk technical issues. Well, I've
got. It's kind of like when your computer's messed up. At least with me, I can't do anything else in my life until I fix that problem.
Yeah,
then
exactly. Exactly. It's like I can't watch my porn. I can't. Well, I mean, I can't look at Facebook. Is what I meant.
Can't write my grandma a letter.
Yeah, that's it. Write grandma a letter. Tell her how much I love her. The funny thing about that is my son, I built a system for my son and realized I overdid it. Yeah, it's a AMD 2400 single processor chip with 2 gig of memory, and I put Windows 7 on it, which probably was a bad thing. So I have to uninstall that and put on XP. So it'll at least run Netflix for him, so it'll leave me alone.
Right, yeah.
Oh, gosh.
I had to set up my netbook for my daughter because she dropped hers. Of course, it's a mistake to get a child that's 8 years old a netbook in the first place, but her mom, you know, did that for her. So
she's
always doing things with it. I know sooner or later disaster's around the corner, you know. Well, disaster finally struck, so she took over dad's.
That is a disaster.
Yeah.
That is a disaster. All right. You know what? Since we're not starting at a normal time, we're going to have to let me look and see how many minutes we are into. Oh, we're only at the eight minute mark in this show. So we can probably get right into. Oh, there goes my volume. We can get right into stories. Most of these stories are going to be Twitter stories.
Interesting ones on here.
Yeah, I think the first one we'll tackle, because I think this is a sensitive subject for most men out there, is a man sues hospital for ignoring his 5-hour-long erection. Now, I've seen a lot of Viagra and Cialis commercials, and I know once you get to 4 hours, it's a problem. Oh, I love the picture. I got to do the screenshot. Wait, just poor guy. Just
he's all looking disheveled sitting there.
With his hands over his pilot.
I guess he's hiding it.
Yeah. Dude, you have 5-hour erection.
Looking all embarrassed.
hiding it's not your least present.
I don't think I could go to the hospital even after 5 hours. I mean, is that really a medical emergency? I mean, what's the worst that could happen? You can only go down, right?
Well, let's see. The doctor says that a bus driver from Bracken, Massachusetts is suing the Yale New Haven Hospital, claiming they didn't treat him properly for pain, ongoing erection. A painful ongoing erection. So apparently he played with it a little bit too long and sprung an erection.
Does it say whether he was on any kind of Cialis or something? Or?
He suffers from priapism, a rare disorder that can cause an erection to last for more than 4 hours without any kind of stimulation. Huh. Scott said the hospital staff watched TV, specifically a baseball game, while he suffered in a hospital emergency waiting area.
How much does that man like baseball?
Oh, jeez. Gosh. So, basically, they were watching baseball while he was sitting in the emergency room holding on to his wang, trying not to hit people and knock them over with it, you know? That's wrong. I'm sorry. You know what? I'm with him. He needs to get some money for that, because if he's got a precondition disorder, a rare disorder no less. Although I would love to be able to have that rare disorder just for a few times with the wifey. Give her 5 hours of loving, and she'll never let me go. That's. She's not listening. She's over there just like, I'm pregnant, leave me alone. 5 hours is not what I want to hear right now. Oh, in some of the comments, it's up to the jury right now. That is wrong, people. Come on, people. Can I sue my wife for ignoring my erections? Oh, come on, people. You guys are just so wrong. Spanking, spanking. Sorry, I've been hanging around a lot of people of questionable orientation, and it's starting to
No, but you're right. You know, people take a pill for that, and other people's like have a problem. It's like, oh, make it go away, and other people are like, I could use one. So is he? He's going to sue then, huh?
Yeah, he's suing for $2 million. So hopefully he gets his money.
Yeah.
Hopefully he gets his money. And you know, on the other side of this whole coin. The next story is women say sex gets better after they have a boob job. So let's see. You have the 5-hour erection, which most women will say is enough time for them to finally get something climaxed out of them. And women are now saying that it gets better after they've had a boob job. Now, I've got to read this, and this is the first time I'm reading this, so I will read it in full. In my doctor's voice, no less.
Kind of curious to hear why they say this is.
Yeah.
I got my own theory, but let's hear what they say.
All right. It wouldn't be a surprise if a survey found that a drooling, golfing, college-aged man found sex more enjoyable with women who have had breast implants. But according to a self-serving study by a pro-boob job website...
a little
bias here, apparently. Mm-hmm. Women also enjoy sex more after having their chest surgically enhanced. A bra bulging 70% of... You really? Really? The puns are heavy today. A bra bulging 70% of women who have completed RealSelf.com survey claim their level of satisfaction with self increased in post-surgery, boosted by the average of 20%. In addition, 61% of the women said that they were having sex more often after their operations. Apparently, nothing turns a woman on like having her chest inflated with sacks of viscous fluid. And that is a quote from MSNBC.com.
Well, I mean, you got to go with the obvious thing here. Obviously, they're going to be getting more attention from their man if they got the big juglies. You know, they're going to get a little more stimulation on them. I think that's really all it is.
Yeah.
Who knows? Maybe there's some weird medical miracle we don't know about that happens.
Apparently, and if I'm not correct, most implants happen where they either it's in like the It's in the cup of the nipple, or not the cup of the nipple, the cup of where the breast meets the chest. That's where the surgical line is. But most guys, if you're like me, most guys focus on the knobs. So, so I guess it would. I mean, you know, once they're there that you can see, you know, if she was lacking in the area before and now she's got them, I guess the radio knobs get twisted more, I guess. I guess guys
maybe are so. Maybe that's what it is.
Trying to get the Martians to come in from Mars?
Tuning in Tokyo, or what was it?
come in Tokyo. Come in Tokyo. Mars needs women.
right.
Oh, gosh. By the way, for those watching, I am drinking a Lime-A-Rita. This is bad. Look how small this can is. This small can is a world of trouble. World of trouble. A little bit.
You mix that with anything, or you
no,
just drink
you just
it straight?
Drink it right out of the can, put some ice in a cup, put the drink and the ice in the cup, and it's just like having a ball in a cup. You have tons of fun.
Put the ice in the cup and you drink it all up.
You put the ice in the, you put the Lime-A-Rita in the oh, I can't do it. Anyway. I think you know where
it's
I was going
tasty.
With that one.
I follow you.
It really does taste like a margarita. I mean, it says it's a malt beverage with natural flavors and caramel color added. But
well, you know what I really miss is Zima, and you know it said on it was a malt beverage, but apparently they don't make it here anymore. They make it in China now. Apparently it's real popular in China.
Yeah.
People always make fun of it, but I love Zima.
Oh yeah, because you know Zima, you're the gayest man at the bar. No,
exactly. That's what everybody says about it. But it's funny. You go back to the mid '90s and everybody was drinking it.
So, let's do some celebrity gossip. Why don't we? I've got two celebrity gossip ones, and I'm going to go with the one most remarkable and outstanding. and it's not the story that you think. Actually, it's not the story.
Oh,
that you
okay.
Think. Jerry O'Connell to play Herman Munster. What?
Oh, no way.
Yes. really? And here's the funny thing. In the news article, they are slamming Jerry because of his failed series, and I'm like, dude, but he was in Sliders, and you know, you can't, you know, he's had some good movies. Hell, he was in Jerry Maguire. Come on, you know what I'm saying? The guy's got some good stuff. But they're like, you know, hey, he was in Do Not Disturb and all these other things that were canceled after one season. I'm like, look, it's a remake of the Munsters. So first off, You're under a big gigantic gun, you know. Everybody's going to be looking to see if you can live up to the thing. Now, the one thing they did say is it's going to be a more serious Munsters. Instead of it being a half hour sitcom, it's going to be a 1 hour dramedy.
Dramedy, I like that word.
Well, I'm calling it a dramedy, but they're saying drama, and I'm thinking it has to be a dramedy because it's got to be. I mean, they've got Eddie Izzard as Grandpa Munster. Come on.
You know, my daughter just discovered Adam's Family not too long ago, so I'm having to go back and watch all the episodes of that with her. So I'm thinking the Munsters are just right around the corner from that. You know?
Oh yeah, yeah. I mean, since there's no originality in Hollywood whatsoever anymore, it's about to happen again. You know, there's probably going to be an Adam's Family relaunch.
Oh, sure,
soon.
It's about time for them to remake something like that. It makes me wonder, though, why is it so popular to slam people? You know, when it comes out like that, you're talking about everybody's basically saying how he sucked in this or sucked in that. I wonder why that's the popular thing.
You know? I mean, you know what? Let's do an IMDb search on the man, and let's really see what
that's a good idea.
He did that was so bad to get such hurt. So,
all the things I'm thinking of were actually pretty good moments of his.
Yeah, that's what I'm. I remember all the good stuff. So that, I don't know.
Yeah, maybe, I do too.
Maybe I'm a little bit more forgiving of actors.
I just kind of focus on the good, you know, the good things people do. I don't really pay much attention. And even some of the stuff that people say, oh, that was a horrible movie.
Right.
I'm thinking, if I hadn't read the comment, I would have went on thinking it was great, you know?
Well, hell, he was in Stand By Me.
Yeah, I mean,
My Secret Identity. Oh, come on, people. Really? You're going to... All right, let's... he was in The Defenders. He did the voice of two G.I. Joe in the TV, the cartoon reboot of G.I. Joe Renegades.
I did not know that. I wasn't aware of that.
He did the voice of Captain Marvel in the DC showcase of Superman and Shazam in two instances, no less. So that's good. He was in Eastwick. I have no idea what that is.
I haven't heard of that one either.
Samantha Who. The Batman. So he was in some other cartoon. He did the voice of Nightwing in Batman. Come on now.
A lot of comic stuff.
See, Justice League, of course, Captain Marvel again. So I mean, a lot of, you know, of course, Sliders. He was in Scream 2.
I'm trying to remember what character he played.
Joe's Apartment. That was
Stand
funny.
By Me. Oh yeah, Joe's Apartment. I forgot about that.
Let's see. My Secret Identity. I think that's the one with the TV series where he's like a spy, kid spy. Because this has to be wrong. He was Vern.
Oh, yeah, that was a kid show. Yeah.
Tessio in Stand By Me, which.
Yeah, I remember that. He sure was. I didn't remember the character name, but I remember him being in there.
Yeah, so. And that pretty much was like his debut, so. Police Academy 5, Assignment. Miami Beach. kid at the beach. Unaccredited. So, you know, you can't go that wrong. Kangaroo Jack.
Yeah.
Okay.
That one, kids like that one.
Kids liked it. Yeah.
Hard to watch.
Yeah.
You know what I was watching today? You remember that movie with Kevin Bacon and Elizabeth Shue, Hollow Man? Remember Hollow Man?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I was watching that again today. The end of it's a great flick, but at the end it gets so far fetched. You're like, really? Gotta forget that when you see it.
Yeah. Now that you reminded me, I'm like, oh no. No, I do. That's something me and the wife need to do. Matter of fact, we need to have another Netflix viewing of a movie.
Yeah.
I say we do Dale and Tucker. Versus Evil. That's because
we were talking about that one. I think a week or so ago.
I think we need to watch it because my boss has really, or not my boss, but my boss and my instructor for my new job have said on momentous occasions that there's something we need to watch so that we know all their jokes. So I think
matter of keeping up. Keeping up with them, huh?
Yeah, keeping up with them. Getting good with the boss. You know.
Are you getting good and settled in now? Is everything kind of calming down? Or
it's good, settled in. We're missing some parts, but once we get the parts together, it should be really good. Should be exciting and new. I don't know why I'm singing.
Right. The Love Boat.
Oh gosh, I'm in that I'm in that mode right now. I'm on the Love Boat. Sexified mode. Oh, why? My voice got all dark and deep all of a sudden. I don't know what that's all about. I just let's all say hey to the dark and deeply sexy man.
I should scooch down.
I'm sorry, man. I got sidetracked on my own show. I can't believe that. So Charlie Sheen finally admits he was in total denial.
Took him a while, huh?
Took him a little while there. Cocaine is a hell of a drug. Oh, gosh. A matter of fact, he's... I think he was quoted as saying, clearly a guy gets fired, his relationships are in the toilet, he's off some effing tour. There's nothing winning about that. I mean, how does a guy who obviously quicksanded... How does he consider any of that a victory? I was in total denial. So yeah, he was in a little bit of a denial thing. He's like, look, I'm winning. Somebody please buy my movies.
Well, they could like pull it off though, and like fail miserably, and still look cool doing it.
Yeah. You know?
Even if the world is laughing at you, he had fun, I guess.
You know, and what's funny about that is like, I was in Illinois with my kids, and you know, I showed them one of his funnier movies, Hot Shots,
yeah,
Part Deux, and my kids were like, really, Dad? Charlie Sheen? I was like, watch, he's funny. And at the end of it, they're like, man, I guess he was cool at some time. You know, it was like yeah, he was funny at some time.
You know what the theaters look like here in town now, right? Yeah, we had the big Movie 6 or whatever.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
When I was younger, I think I was about maybe 14 or 15, I went and saw that in the theater here. And at the time, it was a Showman 2. There was only two screens.
Oh, wow.
It was over in the plaza. And the old man that ran the theater, he left a little recording about what movies were playing. And when that one came out, I remember on the recording, everybody used to call to see what time the movie would be. And it said, Hot Shots, Heart Douche. So the old man didn't know how to say it. And then we get to the movie, and everybody in the audience before the movie's cracking up. They're like, yeah, this is Hot Shots Part Douche. And everybody's making a big joke about it.
Oh,
funny, that's what I remember about the premiere of that movie.
That's probably the best part of that movie is coming up with the fucked up names for it. It's probably the best part of that movie. All right, we're done with news. Let's talk video games. E3 was just around the corner. It's just stopped, actually. And there was tons of video games mentioned there, but we're not going to go into that. We're going to go into your video game experience. You've been playing an interesting little game that I've been trying to get you to play for a while. I want to say, first off, what did you think about the game at first, well, and then after, when you first started playing it by yourself, and then when you started playing with the Adult Gamers Pub, which is our group, our little gang.
Yeah, the little bunch. Well, you know, before I played the game, I kind of was putting it off a little bit because I knew how into it I was going to get, because I'm always that way with games. I kind of had to stop gaming for a long time because I get really into it, like most people do. So I had to wait till I had some time to actually play the game. So I went on there and just messed around a little bit with it. But then the day where we actually started playing it, you know, it's one of those fun games. In the beginning, it's World of Tanks, by the way, where you just basically you have these different types of tanks and you roll forward to find the opposing tanks and blow them out of the water or whatever. But it's a fun game in that they kind of let you advance quickly in the beginning, so you kind of get hooked into playing it. And then after you played it that long, you're in there with it enough to kind of stick in until you can get something bigger and better. So it's very addicting. I feel, you know, it's a real fun game to play. It's very addicting.
It's addictive, and it's not bad gameplay. You know,
it's quick. You know, you can hop in and out.
You can hop in. You can be in one battle, die, and then go to your next battle. You don't have to wait for your tank to respawn or whatever. You can go to the next one. That's what I like about it. You can have like five or six games going. That was funny because I had played like three games. With I've got four tanks. I played three games and was going expecting to go back to the first tank again and realized it was still in that original battle. I was like, yeah. Oh my gosh, what's going on there? I wanted to see what was going on. And you do have the option of just of watching the rest of the match, or mm-hmm. skipping and going to the next thing. So I think that's cool. Now, when you started playing with us, the lovely Adult Gamers Pub, you have to be 24 and up to play. Strictly adults. Not a lot of BS, although we are fun-loving guys. And we're not really, I guess, would we be called a guild? Not really a guild. More of a...
like a company or something, I guess.
Not even a company, because we allow so many different games. I want to call us more of a...
Oh, you play different games with the people too.
Oh yeah, we play Star Trek. We play Star Trek Online. We play World of Warcraft. We play Battlefield 3. We play all types of games. And if you remember D-Dub, one of the lovely guys that came into our show one time.
Is he the intoxicated dude?
No, he was not the intoxicated guy. Although he has gotten a little blitzed on the show, but he doesn't drink as much as Smokey does. Smokey was the one that was extremely intoxicated, and that was I was just like, oh great, Smokey's drunk.
Pretty loud.
He's loud, funny, and British. So that's
very entertaining.
Yes, loud, funny, and British, and he's quite funny, and he, you know, he gets into a little bit of a row, but you know, it's all in jest. He'll come. He came in the next day and was like apologizing if he offended anybody, and stuff like that.
Nah, so. He was entertaining, man. He brought some life to the group. It was funny.
Oh yeah,
he called it a band of brothers. There you go.
Oh yeah. Well, I want to. They have a specific name for it, but I'm going to call it Guild because that's the only thing I think. We're a gaming guild, and I'll just leave it at that for right now. They'll correct me later and be like, "Look, this is what we are. You've been playing.
Right.
You've been playing since we were Fight the Fight, and not even called, you know, this name.
Learn our name, damn it.
Learn our name, doggone. You've been playing since, gosh, 2004 with these guys. So. You should know by now who we are.
But yeah, I'm looking forward to learning, you know, the subtleties of the game. I'm sure there's a lot of little things I haven't picked up on yet that I'm looking forward to because it'll make it a lot more fun.
You know? Oh yeah, yeah, and we'll probably be playing tomorrow.
Yeah, and that's what something I wanted to get with you, kind of ask you a few little questions, you know, that'll help me out. So yeah, I'm looking forward to it. That's when I get this get this computer working so I can hop on there and play.
It's not that big of a taxing, you know, it doesn't tax a computer that much. You can play it on a regular laptop and probably not tax it too much. Now, I don't know about playing it and being on vent as well, but
yeah. No, I was surprised at how easily the game played on my system, because I don't really have a gaming computer, as you know, you'd say, but it works good.
It's a good game. Good fun game. You know what? We are pretty much at the halfway point. And since we are a little discombobulated, I'm going to say we're going to have our first short show. Ah. Can you believe that? Our first short show.
They all seem short to me. So.
Yeah. And there's another reason I wanted to play a video. That's why. Like I wanted to play a video, but after that video, I had really nothing else. So have you seen the British television show called The IT Crowd?
No, I haven't.
Okay.
I haven't seen that.
For reference, let me look up on YouTube real quick, because it doesn't make sense to play something about them if you have no idea what they're about. And that also gives us time to go into time to do the to watch the little bit of it. There it is. IT Crowd episode series 1 episode 1, and let's see.
A nice place to start, right?
Always a nice place to start at the beginning. Here it is, and this will explain everything you need to know. So basically, we're going to watch probably about 12 minutes of it and probably get copywritten infringements all over the place.
Now, where did you say this airs?
This airs in Britain on Channel 4.
Okay. I like the little Nintendo-type characters.
Oh, yeah. But this is right up my alley and definitely, definitely up your alley.
Hope this doesn't embarrass you, Jen, but I find the best thing to do with a new employee is to size them up with a long, hard stare. So! First date?
Yes.
Scary?
Yes.
Don't be scared.
Well, I'm not really scared.
You should be.
Well, I'm a little bit scared.
Well, don't be!
Make up your mind.
So here you are.
Yes, really looking forward to getting to grips with...
I'm going to put you in IT, because you said on your CV you have a lot of experience with computers.
I did say that on my CV, yes. I have a lot of experience with the whole computer thing, you know, emails... Sending emails, receiving emails, deleting emails. I could go on.
Do.
The web. using mouse, mices, using mice, clicking, double clicking, the computer screen, of course, the keyboard, the bit that goes on the floor down there.
The hard drive?
Correct.
Uh-huh. Well, you certainly seem to know your stuff. That's settled. Got a good feeling about you, Jen, and they need a new manager.
Oh, fantastic. So the people I'll be working with, what are they like?
Standard nerds! Have you tried turning it off and on again? Oh, okay, well, the button on the side, is it glowing? Yeah, you need to turn it on. The button turns it on? Yeah. You do know how a button works, don't you? No, not on clothes.
Hello, IT. Yeah-huh. Have you tried forcing an unexpected reboot?
No, there you go. No, there you go. I just heard it come on. No, that's the music you hear when it comes on. No, that's the music you hear when... I'm sorry, are you from the past?
You see, the driver hooks a function by patching the system call table, so it's not safe to unload it unless another thread's about to jump in there and do its stuff, and you don't want to end up in the middle of invalid memory. Hello?
Oh, really? Really? Well, why don't you come down here and make me then? Huh? What, you think I'm afraid of you? I'm not afraid of you! You can come down here any time and I'll be waiting for you.
I told her. Oh, God, it's about time you got back. It's been all go.
You had a job?
Girl on fifth.
Did you and her hit it off?
Define hit it off?
Did she continue talking to you once you'd fixed her computer?
No. And while I was working on it, she rested a cop on my back.
No.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, I mean, they've no respect for us up there. No respect whatsoever. We're all just drudgeons to them.
Yes. If there were such a thing as a drudgeon, that is what we'd be to them.
It's like they're pally-wally when there's a problem with their printer, but once it's fixed...
They toss us away like yesterday's jam.
Yes! Yesterday's jam! That is what we are to them.
Actually, you know what? That doesn't really work as a thing. Because, you know, jam lasts for ages.
Hello, IT? Have you tried turning it off and on again?
Oh. Unisex toilets? You have unisex toilets, like Ally McBeal.
That's the sort of place this is, Jen. A lot of sexy people not doing much work and having affairs.
Wow. Oh, my God, look at that view. I feel like I'm on top of the world.
Well, Jen, this is where I leave you.
Floor 34.
Okay, where am I going?
All the way down to the basement. Okay. Good luck.
Get out of the lift. 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 Get out of the lift.
Oh, won't it take?
Okay.
Yes, I believe it was Tolstoy who said, "Ooh, it seems we have a visitor." I'm sorry, myself and Maurice were just engaged in quite a serious discussion about books and such. We didn't hear you come in.
Wait a second, you said it was Tolstoy, you said what?
Oh, never mind that now, Maurice.
When have you read Tolstoy?
Shut up, Morris.
Why are you speaking that weird voice? When did... I don't remember this conversation at all.
don't let me disturb you. I just wanted to...
Oh! Be silly, you never disturb us. Many people come down here to visit.
What are you talking about? Who comes down? What people? Why are you giving me the secret signal to shut up?
So, what can we do you for?
I'm the new head of this department. Is this my office?
What did she... Did she just say what I... I am the head of this department!
I thought I was.
But it's one of us! Certainly not her! I'm gonna sort this out.
Roy, you've got a head wound there. Head wound!
I don't want to be rude or anything, but I wasn't informed of any changes to this department.
Oh, did they not tell you about me?
No, and we are perfectly fine down here, thank you very much. We're more than capable of taking care of ourselves.
Sure. You know you're covered in blood.
Moss. Amazon thingy.
Ah, oh, wicked. I know what this is. It's the new Harry Potter. I got the child edition and the adult edition just to check that there are no differences in the text.
Sorry, but I'm not going to be able to deal with that woman. Is nobody else going to get the phone? I suppose I'll get it. No, that is not a phone. I'm going to have a little lie down.
All right, that we'll so you get the idea.
I like that, the dude. Head wound. I want to work there.
Yeah, it's the episodes just get better and better and better. It's on Netflix, so it's another thing we could trash to bits. But to the point that I was making before, is somebody actually did a rap using the intro music, and now for that. Oh wait, I got it. It's a different video thing. I got it. Okay, there we go. And more copy infringement. We nerded out for the last couple of minutes.
You know, they sound almost just like Eminem, whoever's singing that.
Oh yeah. Yeah, it's like they did a good job at it, and I was like, sweet. And, you know, I love nerd rap.
Right?
I'm a nerd. I love my nerd rap. So anyway, and I was like, really? The IT crowd? I love that shit. And so anyway, in wrapping up, I do have to say that now Mr. Beer is affiliated once again with our website.
They just had a little hiccup, I guess.
I guess they do this every so often. So now I have to start putting the stickers back on it. I'll do it later on. It's not all that important. You know where to get the good homebrew equipment, MrBeer.com. Also check out my homeboys at PraiseWhiskey.com, the Whiskey Brothers and their Whiskey Brothers podcast. Also, we're going to make a honorary sponsor of the show, Texas Crown Club Whiskey. Do you have anything you're...
No, not at the moment. I'm kind of in the middle of little sponsory things right now. So, yeah, okay. I'm good right now.
Okay, cool. And we will talk next week about a man turning his dead cat into a radio-controlled helicopter.
I'd be turning into a craze. You never know. It might be, start seeing them all over.
You know, hey, if you don't want to depart with it, why not fly it?
I don't see a problem with it.
Yeah. So anyway, thank you guys for joining, and that's the end of Oh Snap. Peace.
See you.
Stop this motherfucking recording.